Adults learn to read, write, and speak English at the Literacy Center. Classes used to be held in a tall gold brick building at 1132 Hamilton Street, but the pandemic forced classes online.
More tall?
No more.
Taller.
Taller. Good. Taller.
Here's Executive Director Jen Doyle.
We literally went from in the building to online overnight.
Doyle says at the beginning of the transition, they only lost 5% of students. Then enrollment skyrocketed. It went from around 500 students a year to over 1,600 students during the pandemic. Here's Kelly Gallagher with the center.
During the pandemic, we served more students than we ever have before in the history of the Literacy Center. We've been around for over 40 years.
Gallagher says the type of students they serve changed too. It shifted from a younger demographic to older, mid-career job seekers. Gallagher says the convenience of online courses drove increased enrollment.
It just might not work with traffic or, you know, childcare schedules, but they can get home and logged in on Zoom by 6 o'clock.
The biggest hurdle in online learning is technology, not just knowing it, but having it. Kristen Walsh with the center talks about one student who comes to mind.
The student who didn't have internet in their home, and they would drive every day to their friend's house, and it's COVID, so they can't go inside. They would sit in their car in the driveway and use their friend's Wi-Fi on their phone and attend class.
And Kelly Gallagher says the center's success was due to dedicated volunteers and instructors.
We've tried to put in as many supports as possible, including tutoring, extra time to help students work, bringing in additional resources that we hadn't had to use before.
But the Literacy Center has been helping people long before the pandemic. Students speaking Spanish, French, German, Arabic, and more come to the center. Rania Tanous is from Syria, where she was a civil engineer. She says when she came to the United States in 2016, she had to start all over.
I lost all my skills in engineer, in computer, you know. The war started in Syria in 2011. I lost my office, I lost my home, so I don't touch any computer for 10 years.
Tanous and her three children moved to Allentown in 2017. She began classes in 2018.
They make you proud of yourself, proud of them every time. They listen to you all the time.
Tanous has since graduated multiple training courses at the Literacy Center and is currently taking English as a second language. She works at a department store and is starting to look for a job in banking. Classes at the Literacy Center will resume in person in the fall semester while also continuing with online courses. Ben Stemrick, WLVR News.